I think of a terrier when you say that, but okay. I can't think of the words you want.
Okay, I'm curious about the word feist. Do you know that?
Yes. Yes, that's a small yipping dog. I hate them.
Yeah.
I hate feisty dogs.
Right. Now, is that like mutt? Is it a general name for any small dog?
I don't know. I kind of thought it was a dog, a breed.
A breed of dog.
Of terrier.
Okay. All right, in a herd of cattle, you call the male the
bull. That's something that's funny to me, because when I first started going to the country with Ms. they can't bring themselves to use that word bull. They call him the male.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah. Okay. And the animal that gives milk, that's just
the cow.
What about these animals that look like horses, but they're heavy-duty animals?
Mules.
What if you had two of them hitched up? You'd say you had a
mule team.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And these other animals, they were big, massive animals, sometimes used for plowing.
Oxen.
Yeah. What about
them? I have never seen one. Mm-hmm. But the had them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea what you was called to them hitched up?
A team of oxen.
Mm-hmm. And again, talking about cattle, the little one, you call that a
calf.
Do you distinguish between male and female?
Calves. Billy calls some of them heifers, and that must be a female calf, or a half-grown female calf.
Do you have a name for the male?
He's still a bull, and when they're castrated, they are steers.
Yeah. Glad you said that. I needed to get that anyway. What about...
We have a few cows. That's where I get my vast knowledge.
Okay. If a cow is expecting a calf, you'd say she's going to...
You want me to say drop a calf, but I just still would say she's going to have a calf. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. All right, these animals that you ride, they are...
Horses.
Just one would be a
horse.
What about the male?
I don't know anything about horses. They're all horses to me. Okay. The female's a mare.
Yeah. Right.
And... There are stallions and steeds and...
Okay, that's fine. Stallion for male would do. You would know what people are talking about?
Yeah, I think I would.
Okay. All right, you get on a horse and you begin to...
I told you I don't know anything about horses.
Well, this is very simple. We're...
You'd say, giddy up.
Okay, I needed that anyway. Well, we might as well get the other. What do you say when you want to get him to stop?
Whoa.
All right, now you get on your horse and you... Across the pasture.
You gallop.
Or in other words, you...
A trot or... I work the crossword puzzle and trots in there all the time.
You do the same thing in your car, really. You get in your car and you take a... Begins with a R.
I don't know. What
you get on your the horse and you go for a...
I just don't know.
Let's see. I'll get it somehow. Everyone around here likes to what horses?
To ride.
Yeah, that's what I was after. Right.
Ride.
We got on the horse and we...
And we rode
Okay,
in the sunset.
Right. We've what a lot today?
We've ridden.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if a boy couldn't stay on the horse, you'd say that he fell...
He fell off.
Mm-hmm. And if a child wakes up on the floor, he says, well, during the night I must have...
I fell out of the bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Getting back to horses, what do you call those things that you put on the bottom of their feet for protection?
The horseshoes.
Okay. More than one, that would be?
Horseshoes.
You know, people around here will play a game with those things?
Yes. That's pitching horseshoes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a name for the part of the horse's foot that you put those things on?
Uh-huh.
Okay, more than one, you said it has four.
Hooves.
All right.